Public sex, cruising. I've done lots of flirting in public spaces that lead to different experiences, like that weird funeral director guy I cruised in this antique store in Auburn, brought back to my house. He sniffed on a huge bottle of poppers the whole time. Different people, different genders. A hand job in a movie theater in Bangor, I think, in high school, like 16. A BJ on the Portland Gorham campus bus a few times. I had sex on the roof of Portland Hall when it was Portland Hall on Congress Street in Portland. Picked up in cars off the street, kind of after setting it up through a phone or email. Those were men I kept seeing for years, actually, after some of these connections have lasted for years. I was cruised by this guy while drumming in Longfellow Square in Portland one evening, and we went to his parked car on State Street, and he gave me an amazing blowjob as people and cars went by. Like, he had stopped once or twice before and chatted me up, and I was just kind of grinned, and I knew what was going on, but I was like, eh. But then one day, back of Sportsman's Bar in Lewiston, rest in peace, Sporties. Hand jobs and BJs, and I lost my glasses one Saturday night there. Doing some stuff in the bushes out back, and went with my friend the next morning, laughing, looking for my glasses, which I did find. I had one crazy night in Sportsman's the first year or two I moved back to Lewiston, where it was fairly dead, maybe like 10 or so people inside and smoking cigarettes on the stoop. My friend Chris pulled my dick out in the doorway. It was open because it was summer and everyone watched him suck me off for a while, and then inside, while sitting at the bar stool, I let someone pull it out and follow me, I think. Oh my god. Auburn Mall bathrooms, a little sketchy. Twice now, one guy sucked me off on his knees and finished me with his hand, and the other was a mutual jerk-off session. Like, people were coming and going. That bathroom's small and anyone can walk in, and I swear one guy knew what we were doing, but couldn't see anything because he had been in the stall taking a shit for a while. This guy from the Y, Russ, he'd rub his dick through his towel while talking to me. In the locker room, I had never seen anything that bulb there before at the Y. The next time I saw him, we showered up while hard and touching ourselves. It was fucking great. And I brought him home later. That was when I lived in Auburn. I was like 30. Also at the Y, I get hard easily and regularly, and I shower with guys in the 4-shower open room every day of my life almost. No wonder I like swimming so much. With certain guys, I get completely hard, and they've never said or done anything. One older man I've done that to several times, and he always greets me with a big hello the next day, and I know he sees me.